Chapter 5. I read you loud and clear. Paradigm shifts in the dog training world in the last two decades have led people who care for and about dogs to pay closer attention to the interpretation and understanding of canine body language. Norwegian dog trainer Turid Rugas identified more than 30 body gestures that dogs make in social settings, whether with members of their own species or with humans, that, she postulated, demonstrate an intent to get along with other pack members. Rugas coined the term calming signals to collectively describe these gestures and their purpose, and the term has gained acceptance and everyday use as dog owners and trainers discuss dog behavior. Clumped behind that deceptively simple phrase is a complex constellation of behaviors that offer a much greater diversity of purpose than just calming. Rugas asserts that dogs purposely use calming signals to calm the other being with whom the dog is interacting. The suggestion is that the behaviors brought under this broad umbrella are deliberate. Today, many ethologists, people who study animal behavior, speculate that much of the communication popularly identified as calming signals are often hardwired, automatic responses, rather than deliberate ones, and are far more complicated than a simple attempt to calm a dog's social partners. They likely have more to do with the dog's own state of mind and/or an end goal to affect the behavior of the other dog or human for the purpose of self-preservation, rather than a necessarily deliberate intent to change the state of mind of the other being. Communicative behaviors are adaptive in nature, helping canids maintain peaceful pack relationships without resorting to violence. Ethologists suggest that non-threatening, showing deference, canine behaviors are more important in keeping the peace in packs than are dominance behaviors, that relations are primarily maintained by deference behaviors exhibited by subordinates toward high-ranking members, not dominance displays by high-ranking members. Canine social groups may more appropriately be described as deference hierarchies rather than dominance hierarchies. The dozens of behaviors that have been dubbed calming signals can be separated into several subgroups: appeasement, active submission; deference, passive submission; displacement, stress signs; and threat, dominance displays. By observing dogs and learning to recognize and respond to the various behaviors in this constellation, your relationships with canines will become richer, and your translations of dog speak more accurate. Let's examine the submissive-subordinate behaviors. As stated previously, subordinate behaviors can be grouped into two general categories: active submission, appeasement, characterized by increased activity and diminished posture, and passive submission, deference, denoted by decreased activity and lowered body posture. The difference is that the dog offering the appeasement behavior desires attention from the higher-ranking individual, while deference behavior indicates that she'd prefer the attention she's receiving to go away. Active submission may also be referred to as attention-seeking behavior, nuzzling, licking, including licking ears and lips, jumping up, paw lifts and pawing motions, smiling, teeth clacking, crouching, pretzeling, play bows, and sometimes excitement urination. Ears may be pulled back, and tail may be wagging expressively in wide, sweeping movements or in circles. These behaviors can often be seen during greetings between dog and owner and between friendly, compatible dogs. Passive submission usually involves a dramatic reduction in activity with a goal of diverting attention, and it is most often seen in a lower-ranking dog when threats are directed toward her by a higher-ranking member of the social group, dog or human. The dog's ears may be pressed flat against the head, with her tail tucked between her legs. The subordinate dog often freezes, averting eye contact and lowering head and body sometimes to the point of going belly up on the ground. Passive submission may also be accompanied by submissive urination. Listen on for descriptions of several common submissive, stress, and threat behaviors, and suggestions for appropriate responses when the behavior is directed toward humans. Body parts. Your dog uses her various body parts to send the messages described in the following sections. The parts that tend to be the most expressive are her eyes, ears, tail, and body posture. When you observe a dog, it's important to look at the whole picture to get a sense of what she's saying. The more experience you have with dogs, the more quickly your brain will leap to a conclusion about the dog's message. This is why skilled dog training and behavior professionals rarely get bitten. They don't have to stop and analyze what a dog's body parts are saying. They just know. But it's also useful to focus in on specific body parts to understand why we leap to the conclusions we do, and to help less experienced dog lovers learn how to understand what dogs are so clearly trying to tell us. The following generalities are true. When a dog's posture is tall and forward, ears pricked, eyes open wide and making direct contact, tail erect and still or wagging stiffly, fur raised on neck, shoulders, and back, the dog is confident and could be friendly, curious, playful, aroused, or aggressive. When a dog's posture is low and back, ears flattened, eyes squinting or not making direct contact, tail low or tucked between the legs, fur raised on neck, shoulders, and back, the dog lacks confidence or is being appeasing or deferent and could be friendly, playful, fearful, or defensively aggressive. Subtle differences in those body parts will help you make important distinctions between friendly, playful confidence and confidently aggressive, or friendly appeasement and fear-related aggression. In general, the more extreme and tense the body part expression, the harder the eye contact, the more rapidly the tail vibrates, and the more firmly forward the ears are pricked, the more the dog is aroused and likely to be aggressive. The more quickly the dog moves away, the tighter the tail is tucked, and the more pronounced the avoidance of eye contact, the more fearful or appeasing the dog is being, and the more likely she is to be aggressive if pushed. The softer, more moderate the behaviors in either category, the more likely it is that the dog is safe. If you want to communicate better with a dog, take the time to study her language. When you look at a photograph of a dog, look carefully at all the body parts and draw conclusions about what the dog might be saying. Of course, a photo is a moment frozen in time, so you won't know what followed or how accurate your assessment was. Watch videos so you can see body language in motion. Stop the video, make predictions about what the dog will do next, and then start the video again to see if you're right. If not, rewind and look for the clues you might have missed. Finally, watch dogs in real life. Visit dog training classes and canine sports events. Go to dog parks and watch dogs learning, working, and playing. See how keenly you can hone your dog reading skills. If you're good, you might even be able to get a job as a translator. Active submission, appeasement. Some of the gestures exhibited by a dog who is demonstrating active submission can be irritating to us humans. With these behaviors, the dog communicates her recognition that you are a higher-ranking individual. Be a good leader and let her know how she can best appease you by redirecting her behavior to something less bothersome, rather than punish her for her attempts to appease you. Nuzzling. Dog pushes nuzzle against you, perhaps under your arm or hand. If you respond by giving the dog attention, petting, making eye contact, speaking to her, you positively reinforce the behavior and it will continue or increase. This is fine if you like the behavior, and some people do. It can, however, become annoying if the dog is very persistent. You may prefer to extinguish the behavior using negative punishment. When the dog nuzzles you, turn away, or even walk away. The dog is seeking attention. If nuzzling consistently evokes the opposite response, attention goes away, the behavior will stop. Of course, you must educate all family members and visitors to respond in the same way, or the behavior will be randomly reinforced and will persist. You could choose to put the behavior on cue and teach the dog that nuzzling only works to elicit attention when you ask for it. You can also preempt the nuzzle by consistently asking the dog for an incompatible behavior that gains her the attention she seeks. A sit or down cue can serve as incompatible and polite attention-seeking behaviors if you consistently give your dog attention for those. Licking. Dog licks your clothes and body parts, including your lips, ears, and nose. Again, if you like this behavior, you can encourage it with positive reinforcement by giving your dog attention when she licks. If you don't enjoy your dog's licking, use negative punishment. Licking makes you go away, and install an incompatible behavior in its place. Having your dog hold a toy in her mouth when she approaches people is a great attention-eliciting behavior that's incompatible with licking. Jumping up. Dog puts paws on human body, often projecting body against human with some force. A lot of small dog owners don't seem to object to jumping up as an attention-getter, and a lot of small dogs are incorrigible jump-uppers as a result. Not all people with small dogs like this, however, and most people who cohabitate with medium to large dogs much prefer four on the floor. Jumping as an attention-getting behavior is positively reinforced by attention, even by attention that dog owners may offer to try to reduce jumping up, such as pushing the dog away or telling her to get down. Once again, remove yourself from contact with the dog. Take the attention away. To reduce the behavior, especially if you replace it by reinforcing an incompatible behavior, such as sit or down. See the pattern yet? Paw lifts and pawing motions. Dog lifts paw or paws at human. While uncontrolled pawing behavior can be annoying, a simple paw lift is a lovely behavior to put on cue and turn into a series of fun and useful behaviors. A paw lift on cue can become shake, wave, high five, or salute, and pawing motions can be useful for turning appliances on and off, indicating found objects for dogs doing scent and search work, pushing a ball, canine soccer, or playing an electronic keyboard. Persistent, annoying pawing is best extinguished by ignoring the behavior and putting an incompatible behavior, such as four on the floor or a gentle paw lift, on cue. Teeth clacking. Dog clicks or chatters teeth. This is an innocuous behavior and one that you can simply ignore, unless you're an avid trainer and want to encourage it by clicking and treating when the dog offers it, then putting it on cue. Crouching. Dog lowers her body closer to the ground. This is also an innocuous attention-seeking behavior. If it bothers you, ignore it, and reinforce your dog when she approaches you standing taller. Training using positive methods will increase your dog's confidence and decrease incidents where she feels compelled to make herself smaller. Pretzeling. Dog corkscrews her body into a C shape. This is also a harmless, kind of cute behavior that I'd be tempted to reinforce and put on cue. Play bowing. Dog lowers her forequarters while keeping her hindquarters elevated. This is a lovely behavior, and I can't imagine someone wanting to extinguish it. I'd reinforce and put it on cue. Smiling. Dog lifts her lips into a grimace that is unaccompanied by other behaviors that would indicate a threat. I see no reason to try to make this behavior go away as long as humans around the dog understand that it's not an aggressive behavior. I think it's quite cute. I'd encourage it by clicking and treating when the dog offers a smile, and then put it on cue. Passive submission. Deference. Deference behaviors are offered by a dog in response to a perceived threat. There doesn't have to be any intent to threaten on the part of the person interacting with the dog. For all of the deference behaviors listed here, the appropriate response is to determine how, why, the dog perceives a human or humans as threatening, then to work to change the dog's perception through consistent positive associations with the perceived threat or threats. Normal human behaviors that can be perceived as threatening by a dog, thereby eliciting deference behaviors, include direct eye contact, full frontal approach, loud voice, bending over the dog, and patting the dog on top of the head. Punishing or correcting a dog for offering a deference behavior is the worst thing you can do if you hope to modify the behavior. The dog will only intensify her deference in a futile attempt to convince you she's being subordinate. In a worst-case scenario, she may even become defensively aggressive if her deference signals aren't working. Instead, ignore the behaviors when they happen, and work to build your dog's confidence in relationships by being consistently non-threatening and insisting others do the same. You can also build confidence through positive training. When a dog has a better understanding of how to influence and predict her environment, her confidence increases. A dog's deference behaviors may include any or all of the following. Tail tucking. Dog pulls her tail tightly against her belly to cover and protect her vulnerable underparts. Even dogs with gay tails, tails that curl over their backs, can do this when sufficiently threatened. Freezing. Dog ceases all motion as she attempts to convey her submission to the party threatening her, usually in conjunction with averting eyes. Averting eye contact. Dog shifts eyes to avoid making eye contact or actually turns head away. Lowering head and body. Dog ducks head and/or crouches closer to the ground. Belly up. Dog rolls over on back and exposes vulnerable underparts. Can also be a simple invitation for a tummy rub when not accompanied by other deference behaviors. Submissive urination. Dog urinates in response to perceived threat, not necessarily an actual threat, in a person's voice, touch, or approach. Major misunderstanding. Humans have long misunderstood submissive behaviors in both categories and have reacted inappropriately as a result. In many human cultures, failure to make eye contact is a sign of someone who is untruthful, shifty, and sneaky. Dogs displaying submissive behaviors, such as averting eyes and lowering body posture, slinking, are often perceived as wimpy, cowardly, sneaky, manipulative, guilty, and disobedient. Misinterpretations based on our familiarity with primate body language. Unless wise to the ways of canid communication, humans tend to assume a dog offering lowered body posture, deference behaviors is expressing guilt, when in fact, she's only responding to a perceived threat in her human's body language. Sometimes, the more the dog acts guilty, the more righteously angry her human gets, the more submissive, guiltier, the dog acts, the angrier the human. A lose-lose cycle, if there ever was one. Submissive urination is another classic case in point. Dog owners who still live in the old-fashioned punishment dog training paradigm may attempt to physically or verbally correct a pup for peeing submissively, the exact wrong thing to do. A pup urinates submissively in response to a perceived threat. The assertive approach of a higher-ranking member of the social group. In the dog pack, This is a useful survival mechanism that effectively averts the wrath of most adult dogs who could otherwise do serious harm to a young subordinate. Unfortunately, when the higher-ranking member is a human, the behavior, urination, that should avert wrath often initiates or escalates anger in the human. The pup's response is to urinate more, not less. The human gets angrier. The pup pees more. The human gets even angrier. The pup pees even more in a desperate attempt to turn off the anger. And another lose-lose cycle is born. Even the submissive grin is misunderstood. Sadly, it can be mistaken for a snarl, and a dog may be labeled as aggressive who is actually anything but. It's also often perceived as a doggy version of a happy smile, a less damaging interpretation, but still a misinterpretation of a clearly subordinate display. Interestingly, the submissive grin is believed to be an imitation of the human smile, since dogs don't normally display this behavior to each other, only to humans. While some behaviorists consider the grin to be an attention-seeking appeasement gesture, others consider it more of a threat-averting deference signal. In any case, it's important to understand that the dog who grins is making a status statement. Your rank is higher than hers, exhibiting neither an aggressive threat nor a relaxed, contented smile. You can avoid misunderstandings, major and minor, by knowing what your dog is really trying to tell you with her wide variety of body language communications, reacting appropriately to them, and using them to your advantage in your positive training program. Stress and threat signals. It's important to recognize signs of stress in your dog so you can help her before she gets into trouble. Stress is the primary underlying factor in almost all cases of aggression. If you can recognize that your dog is stressed and remove her from the situation, you can prevent her from feeling compelled to bite someone. Common stress signals include anorexia. Stress causes the appetite to shut down. Appeasement deference signals. These are not always a sign of stress, but can be. They include slow movement, lip licking, sitting, lying down, exposing underside, turning head away, averting eyes. Avoidance. Dog turns away, shuts down, evades handler's touch and treats. Brow ridges. Furrows or muscle ridges appear in dog's forehead and around eyes. Digestive disturbances. Vomiting and diarrhea can be a sign of illness or of stress. Displacement behaviors. Behaviors performed in an effort to resolve an internal stress conflict. They include blinking at a faster rate than normal, chattering teeth, nose licking, dog's nose, not yours, scratching, shaking off, as if dog is wet, but she isn't, yawning, drooling, foaming. This may be a sign of stress or a response to the presence of food or an indication of a mouth injury. Excessive grooming. Dog may lick constantly, even to the point of self-mutilation. Hyperactivity. Frantic behavior or just restless pacing, sometimes misinterpreted as ignoring or blowing off owner. Immune system disorders. Long-term stress weakens the immune system. Immune-related problems can improve if a dog's overall levels of stress are reduced. Lack of focus. The brain has difficulty processing information when stressed. Leaning, clinging. The stressed dog seeks contact with human as reassurance. Lips pulled back. Corners of the dog's mouth, commissure, are pulled back into a V shape, as if grinning. Lowered body posture. Slinking, acting guilty or sneaky, all misinterpretations of dog body language, can be indicators of stress. Mouthing. Willingness to use mouth on human skin can be puppy exploration or adult poor manners, but it can also be an expression of stress. Obsessive-compulsive disorders. Also packaged with a strong genetic component, behaviors such as fly snapping, biting at invisible imaginary flies, tail chasing, light chasing, flank sucking, and more are usually triggered by stress. Panting. Rapid or shallow breathing can be a sign of stress if not a result of physical exertion. Piloerection. Hair is raised anywhere on a dog's back, from the neck down to and including the tail. Stiff movement. Tension can cause noticeable stiffness in leg, body, and tail movements. Stretching. Many dogs perform deep stretches to release stress-related tension in muscles, may also occur after sleeping. Sweaty paws. Damp footprints can be seen on floors, exam tables, or rubber mats. Trembling. May be due to stress or cold. Whining. This high-pitched vocalization, irritating to most humans, is an indication of stress. Yawning. Dog may be stressed or tired. Most, but not all, threat signals are generally more recognizable to adult humans than are many of the stress signals. But often, children do not recognize threat signals, which is one of the reasons they are common victims of dog bites and why interactions between dogs and young children should always be closely supervised by an adult. When a dog is giving threat signals, she's doing her best to make you go away without actually biting you. Threat signals are a good thing. Your dog is trying to not bite and should never be punished. Rather, you should back off or have the person back off who is presenting the perceived threat, determine why the dog feels compelled to make threats, and work to modify her behavior. Common threat signals include barking. There are lots of different kinds of barks. The threat bark is usually a deeper sound and has a very distinct warning tone. Freezing. Dog stops all movement, including panting. Growling. Often but not always a precursor to a bite. Hard stare. Dog makes and holds direct eye contact with eyes wide open and hard. Lips pulled forward. Corners of dog's mouth, commissure, move forward into a C shape. Nose bumping. Dog makes a quick movement toward you with her mouth closed, bumps your skin with her nose instead of her teeth. Snapping. Dog moves as if to bite, but connects with air instead of skin. Dog does not miss by accident. She intends to bite the air as a warning, rather than make contact. Snarling. Lips pull up to reveal teeth. It pays to take the time to observe dogs, yours and others, and become conversant in their body language. The better you are at understanding your dog, the better your training, communication, and relationship with her will be, and the more you'll enjoy your life together. And now, let's get on with the training.